A powerful magnitude 8.8 earthquake struck off Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula yesterday, prompting Russian authorities to declare a state of emergency. Multiple nations across the Pacific were issued with widespread tsunami warnings as waves of up to 4 meters hit Russia and smaller waves hit Japan, Hawaii, and Alaska. The US coasts, Hawaii, China, Japan, and Russia, among other Pacific nations, remain on high alert as they brace for the aftershock of the powerful earthquake. The Wire's Ruby Ward has the story.
Dr. Ivan Belousov is a research fellow in mineralogy and geochemistry at the University of Tasmania. He grew up in Kamchatka, where the earthquake struck, and spoke to me about why the area is so volatile.
Kamchatka Peninsula is part of the Pacific Ring of Fire. Essentially, that's where Pacific plate, oceanic plate subducts under the continent. So at Kamchatka, it subducts on the kind of Siberian plate. So next to Kamchatka, it's Alaska on one side and Japan on the other side. And essentially, all of them have approximately the same setting. And essentially, in here, Pacific plate, it subducts under the continental plate with a speed of around 10 centimeters per year. Then essentially when the stress accumulates, so when the one plate subducts under the other one, the stress accumulates, and then when it's too much, it slips, and that's when the earthquakes happen.
Although the earthquake struck at a shallow depth, it increased the likelihood of a tsunami occurring, as Dr. Belousov explains.
Well, so the stress accumulates all the way, all along the surface of the subducting plate. Sometimes it happens deeper, and sometimes it happens closer to the surface. And essentially, when it's closer to the surface, it releases more energy into the surrounding ocean, and that kind of triggers tsunamis.
Earlier, I spoke to Dr. D. Ninnis, earthquake geologist at the Seismology Research Center, who monitors, analyzes, and researches seismic hazards and events in Australia and overseas. She says the earthquake ranks in the top 7 biggest in recorded history, with aftershocks expecting to be felt for months.
So this was a magnitude 8.8 earthquake, which is considered a great earthquake. Anything greater than magnitude 8 is considered a great earthquake. This one actually ranks in the top, I think, 6 or 7 earthquakes that we have recorded historically. Mm. So it is a significant event. A magnitude of an earthquake of this magnitude will have a aftershock sequence which lasts for weeks to months, potentially longer. For an 8.8 magnitude, we would expect an aftershock in the 7. Already there have been more than 30 aftershocks greater than magnitude 5. That's just since this morning. This earthquake happened this morning, local time, Australian time, which is quite active. In terms of, some of those earthquakes obviously will be large enough to be damaging, especially a magnitude 7, even magnitude 6.
Although seismologists cannot predict earthquakes, Dr. Ninnis says they are able to anticipate what a tsunami might look like to be better prepared.
Rupture. So earthquake prediction is not something that we have achieved successfully up until now. We can anticipate and model what a tsunami might look like as a result of an earthquake once that earthquake has happened. So basically, as soon as an earthquake occurs, we have instruments that record it. The data that we collect not only tells us the magnitude, but it tells us the sort of rupture that has occurred along that particular fault. And if there's any vertical component of deformation, so if one side is lifted up or falls down relative to the other, that's the sort of offset that will produce a tsunami.
Ruby Ward speaking with earthquake geologist Dr. D. Ninnis and research fellow in mineralogy and geochemistry Dr. Ivan Belousov about the 8.8 magnitude earthquake which struck Kamchatka yesterday. Tsunami warnings issued across the Pacific have since been scaled back.